of your ABSA card. Your story matters. ABSA.
Faith Musonda pleads not guilty to one count of idle and disorderly persons. Civil society concerned at recent revelations exposing alarming weaknesses in Zambia's corruption fight. In Global News, charity says Ethiopian troops executed aid workers in Tigray war. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwazina Mwinga. The details. Journalist Faith Musonda has pleaded not guilty to one count of idle and disorderly persons contrary to section 178F of the Penal Code. Appearing before Lusaka senior magistrate Irene Wishimanga this morning, Ms. Musonda entered her plea after she confirmed understanding the charge. Allegations are that on 1st July 2025, Ms. Musonda publicly conducted herself in a manner likely to cause breach of peace when she allegedly stormed President Hakainde Hichilema's residence in Lusaka's Chalala area between 0030 hours and 01 hours in an attempt to see First Lady Mutinta Hichilema. Meanwhile, Ms. Musonda's lawyer, Charles Changano, has applied for bail, pending trial to be given, noting that the offense is bailable and that his client will make herself available to the court. In ruling on the application, Magistrate Wishimanga granted Ms. Musonda a 100,000 kwacha bail with two working sureties of the same amount and ordered her released from custody under her own recognizance. Commencement of trial has been set for 21st July 2025. A consortium of 11 civil society organizations on governance has expressed concern and outrage at recent revelations that expose alarming weaknesses in Zambia's fight against corruption. Consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza says these developments severely undermine public confidence in the country's key governance institutions and is not helping President Hakainde Hichilema to advance his commitment that there shall be no sacred cows in the fight against corruption. Mr. Mwanza cites an independent audit which has revealed that the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, procured essential drugs at an outrageous 1,600% markup without any attempt to negotiate prices. He says this development constitutes an abuse of public resources, particularly in a sector as vital as healthcare, stating that these are funds not only sourced from Zambian taxpayers, but also generously contributed by cooperating partners who support Zambia's health system. Mr. Mwanza adds that the procurement of life-saving medicines at such inflated prices is not merely irresponsible, but is morally reprehensible. He says what is further disturbing is the disclosure by the former Director General of the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, that an accused person in a corruption case was allowed by the commission to surrender only 23 million kwacha out of a suspected 60 million kwacha in exchange for becoming a state witness. The consortium is urging President Hakainde Hichilema to reflect deeply on the damaging impact these reports have on the public perception of his administration and to immediately order the public release of the ZAMSA audit report. The consortium has also called out the Anti-Corruption Commission for its discreditable handling of cases and continued demonstration of bias and inefficiency, calling for urgent reforms as the commission in its current form appears compromised and ineffective.
With these two revelations, we want to urge President Hakainde Hichilema to reflect deeply on the damaging impact these reports have on the public perception of his administration. Zambians voted for change because they were disillusioned by the corruption that plagued previous regimes. The international community too must not be taken for granted. Foreign taxpayers fund Zambia's health system and governance sectors in good faith, and they deserve accountability in return. We therefore take this opportunity to commend the Zambian media for the exceptional vigilance and integrity. We also want to call upon President Haka in the HLMA to immediately order the public release of the ZAMSA audit report.
Patriotic Front Council's Member of Parliament, Christopher Kangombe, has proposed reforms in the way presiding officers are elected in Parliament, suggesting the current system has allowed for political bias against opposition members of Parliament dating as far back as the UNIP era. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Mr. Kangombe has noted that while the current Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has shown some improvement, her past actions against opposition lawmakers highlight the need for a new and more neutral selection process. On the controversial Bill 7, Mr. Kangombe has pointed out that the UPND government appears confident in pushing the bill forward due to its effective two-thirds support in Parliament, with backing from some independents and PF members publicly working with the ruling party.
Like it or not, let's be honest, let's have a very frank conversation. The problem starts with how a speaker is elected. So the speaker doesn't come from judges or you pick from a certain grouping in society. The ruling party, which has more numbers, will then be able to tell themselves, who do we think will provide leadership in Parliament? They won't say on our behalf, but clearly it's Madam Speaker, who's the Right Honorable Nelly Muti, was a candidate for UPND, in case people have forgotten. So the UPND fielded a candidate. It's been the practice all these years from UNIP would bring a candidate, MMD would bring a candidate, PF would bring a candidate.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kangombe has disclosed plans to table a motion in Parliament for government to fully own and operate gold mining operations, following a Ministry of Mines announcement last week about plans to bring in a private investor, which he says is unacceptable. He believes the government should instead equip local miners and allow them to sell gold to the Zambia Gold Company under an organized and policy-driven structure.
What could have been done better? Number one, we know which areas in Zambia have minerals by now. We know which groupings would want to participate. It's the local people. What is even more shocking is that the permanent secretary for the Ministry of Mines last week announced that they're looking for a large-scale mining investor to partner with, which is totally unacceptable. I think that if you look at what the locals are able to do with very basic tools, it is possible for us to be able to get that resource out. So number one, can we register cooperatives or companies that want to do mining in those local areas, number one? Number two, can we issue licenses to those particular mining?
And on former President Edgar Lungu's barrio, Mr. Kangombe says while the family has shown interest in settling in South Africa, the possibility of the former president being buried in Zambia still exists, depending on whether or not the family conditions are met. Zambia is set to expand its electricity capacity with a new 163 megawatts hydropower plant in the northern province, following a 25-year power purchase agreement, PPP, between ZESCO Limited and Lufuvu Power Company. The new plant, with an estimated investment of 23.7 billion kwacha, will be constructed on the Lufuvu River across Mpulungu, Nsama and Mporokoso districts and contribute approximately 5% to Zambia's installed capacity, with potential to double output in line with growing demand. Commenting on the project, ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo says the partnership with Lufuvu Power Company accelerates its mission to provide affordable, reliable energy for all Zambians. Engineer Longo says that by leveraging the Northern Circuit's untapped hydropower potential, ZESCO is future-proofing its grid against climate variability, empowering industries and lighting up homes, which are key pillars of President Hakainde Hichilema's agenda. And Lufuvu Power Company Chief Executive Officer Katai Kachasa highlighted the private sector's commitment, saying the PPA is a testament to investor confidence in Zambia's renewable energy future. Mr. Kachasa said his firm is proud to partner with ZESCO in delivering a scalable climate-resilient project that will transform communities, attract further investment to the north, and propel Zambia towards its vision 2030.